Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ordained Chaplains podcast, episode number 37. My name is Daniel White III. I am the president of Gospel Light Society University. Chaplains are spiritual representatives of Christ commissioned to work in mostly secular institutions. We are expected to serve both the spiritual and emotional needs of others through listening, prayer, presence, scripture reading, and being God's hands and feet in the organization we are privileged to serve in. This podcast is designed to equip chaplains and those training to be chaplains with the resources and encouragement they need to carry out their calling in life. Our ordained chaplain's scripture verse for today is Acts 20:35, which reads, "I have showed you all things, how that so laboring ye ought to support the weak," and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." Our ordained chaplain's quote for today is from Jeremy Taylor. He said, "Love is the greatest thing that God can give us, for himself is love, and it is the greatest thing we can give to God, for it will also give ourselves and carry with it all that is ours." The apostle calls it the bond of perfection. It is the old, the new, and the great commandment, and all the commandments, for it is the fulfilling of the law. It does the work of all of the other graces without any instrument but its own immediate virtue. Beloved, in this podcast today, we will continue discussing the book Out of the Depths, an autobiographical study of mental disorder and religious experience. We will continue today with the call to the ministry, Borders of the Promised Land, Part 9. He continues, "Union Seminary at that time was located on Park Avenue between 69th and 70th Streets. It had a student body of about 170 and a faculty of about 12. What impressed me at once was the caliber of these men and the warm, friendly spirit which prevailed. It was the time of Protestantism's greatest hopefulness, the time when that great leader in foreign missions, John R. Mott, was calling for the evangelization of the world in this generation. And this hopefulness was soberly reflected at Union. I found there just what I needed. Although Union was one of the most forward-looking theological schools in the country, there was no provision in its curriculum for the consideration of the subject in which I was especially interested, the psychology of religion as interpreted by William James. That was true of our theological schools generally at that time. The study of the psychology of religion had arisen during the 1890s in the secular educational institutions. But even in 1908, 6 years after the appearance of James's great varieties of religious experience, it had as yet found little place within the structure of theological education. However, at Union, I was introduced to fields of study which I found of great interest, and I was encouraged to approach them from my own standpoint. For my practical experience, that first year I was assigned to the Spring Street Presbyterian Church on New York's Lower West Side under the supervision of Herbert Bates. For the summer period, I went to the Adirondacks under the Adirondack Mission Board. There I was given a little church in the open country, 3 miles from the village of Santa Clara, a church in which Dr. Harry Emerson Fosdick had once served as student pastor. The community was an impoverished one. It had been dependent upon a big lumber mill which had cut all the timber and then moved away, leaving it to shift for itself. My salary of $25 a month and living expenses was paid almost entirely by the mission board. All that the people were accustomed to contribute was derived almost entirely from a church social held near the end of the summer. This seemed to me an unhealthy situation. Beloved, in our next podcast, we will continue with part 10 of the call to the ministry, Borders of the Promised Land. Let's pray. Holy Father God, help us to learn and to grow from what we're reading and to be the servants that you want us to be a blessing and help to others in time, in times of need and crisis. We pray that you will save those who are lost, revive those who are saved. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. And now, beloved, if you have come across this podcast by chance and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, allow me to show you how you can be saved from sin and from the punishment of sin, which is hell, even today. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's laws, God's commandments. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That includes you and me and the Pope and everybody else. Secondly, accept the fact that there is a penalty, there is a punishment for sin. It's called death and eternal hell. The Bible says in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. Third, accept the fact, dear friend, that you are on the road to hell if you have never trusted Christ as Savior. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable, mean and hateful and cruel and wicked people, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and all idolaters, and all liars, shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Now this is bad news, but I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. You have God's word on it. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Trust Christ today as your Savior. I guarantee you that if you pray to him right now, he will save your soul. Follow me in this prayer called the Sinner's Prayer. Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I acknowledge that I am a sinner and that I've done wrong in my life and that I have broken your commandments and that I deserve hell, eternal hell. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. Have mercy and grace upon me. As I now believe with all of my heart in the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior, I believe that he died on the cross for my sins, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Help me to repent of my sins past and to follow you in the new life. In Jesus Christ's name, I pray, and for his sake, amen. Dear friend, until next time, please keep in mind these reasons. Dear friend, until next time, please keep in mind what you've learned in this lesson. Use it for the glory of God and to help others along this road called life, for the glory of God.